What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founders Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. First of all, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, and given the day, this episode is going to be a Thanksgiving-themed Founders Journal. Let's hop into it. So I feel like there's the classic act of quickly reflecting on Thanksgiving. And, you know, the obvious things come up when you reflect on Thanksgiving. You're thankful for your family. You're thankful for your friends. You're thankful for your health. You're thankful for your happiness. And those are all incredible things, right? Those are some of the most important things in life. But what I took the time to do was I tried to go a little bit deeper and reflect on some of the non-obvious, unexpected things in 2020. The crazy year that it's been, that I am thankful for. So when I read this list, know that I am incredibly thankful for my loved ones, incredibly thankful for my girlfriend, for my friends, for my health, for my happiness. But I'm going to share with you the 10 unexpected things professionally that I am thankful for. Let's hop into this. The first of 10, I am thankful for being a creator on Twitter, not just an observer. I have learned so much from this platform and from the people on it just through the act of creating. As I've tweeted, as I've replied, as I've DM'd, so many interesting conversations have transpired. Some that benefit me and Morning Brew immediately, others that have no benefit aside from just the pure act of connection and the act of learning. So I am unexpectedly thankful for creating on Twitter in 2020. The second, I am thankful for Ship 30 for 30. On a whim, I decided to sign up for Dickie Bush's Ship 30 for 30, which is a challenge that allows anyone to build a writing habit by holding themselves accountable for shipping 30 essays in 30 days. I feel clearer in thought than ever before. I feel more creative than ever before. And I feel more serendipity than ever before just by publishing something each of the last 10 days. Number three, I feel thankful for new partners in Business Insider and Axel Springer, who I believe will offer so much knowledge and mentorship to help make Morning Brew a billion-dollar company. Obviously, 2020 was a big year for the brew. We sold a majority stake of the business, and we've made our goal simple to our new partners. We want to build a billion-dollar company by fulfilling Morning Brew's mission to empower the next generation of modern business leader. And I believe BI and Axel will offer all the things that we need to achieve our lofty goals. Number four, I am thankful for Founders Journal and for my listeners. This pet project that started several months ago, that started because I just wanted to have a daily diary and I never proved to myself that I could do it in writing. This pet project has turned into a growing franchise. And I am so incredibly thankful for the audience that's been with me since day one. You've trusted me with your time. You've trusted me with your curiosity. And I've learned so much from you as you've learned from me. I am constantly amazed by how many of my listeners write in and how they don't just write in, they write in with the most thoughtful responses, ideas, and questions around the franchise. And I am so incredibly thankful for that. Number five, I am thankful for my mom as chief of staff. I don't know what I would be doing, but I would definitely be treading in calendar invites and emails without my mom. For those of you that don't know, my mom is in fact my chief of staff. And prior to my mom becoming my chief of staff, I spent about 3 hours a day on scheduling and on emails. Now I spend right around 30 minutes. My mom literally gifted me with 20% of my time back, the most scarce resource we all have in life. Number six, I'm thankful for following the lessons of Nir Eyal. In his book, Indistractable, Nir Eyal talks about organizing your time based on your values. For me, that meant asking myself, what am I exceptional at? What are my highest leverage skills? And what do I love doing? And from there, I have oriented my calendar in life and built blocks in my calendar to reflect the things that I said I am great at and that I want to focus on. That sort of mentality around prioritizing your time based on your values in a really methodical way came from Nir's book, Indistractable. Number seven, I am thankful for spending time with my girlfriend's dog, Samson. I'm also very thankful for my girlfriend, But during a year of tumult, there has been nothing more refreshing than Samson, my girlfriend's family's dog. I'm seriously not joking. As someone that didn't grow up with a dog in the house, I don't know how I did it in the past, but my mind is so much more at ease when I have Samson on my lap at 7:30 p.m. after a long day. Number eight, I am thankful for the Morning Brew team. The Morning Brew team is my second family. I don't know how Austin and I got so lucky, but this fast-growing crew that is taking the business world by storm is just a collection of the most intelligent, warm-hearted, curious, and empathetic people. I feel so eternally grateful every single day, and my hope is that the next 60 hires at Morning Brew are reflective of just the incredible nature of the 60 people I get to work with right now. Number nine, I am thankful for my new work stack. After spending half of quarantine without a monitor, without anything, no external mouse, just my laptop, I decided to upgrade my work stack. I can't remember who made the recommendation. I think a lot of people did. And so I added a 49-inch monitor to my stack, an external camera, an external mic. I have a little TV playing CNBC by my side during the day. I just feel so much better to start my day with momentum when I sit at this workstation that I actually feel great about now. Again, it sounds like a small thing, but it has brought so much more happiness to me starting my day every single day that I work. The 10th and final unexpected thing that I am thankful for on this Thanksgiving are the hundreds and thousands of people that have decided to apply to Morning Brew. It is remarkable how many people want a chance to work at our company, and we do not take it lightly at all. Their passion, their confidence in our business is so humbling. And for those people that I get to talk to that apply to the company, I always learn something from those interviews and those conversations. So I am so incredibly grateful for all of the time, the energy, and the work that is put into applying to Morning Brew. And I'm so humbled by how much people believe in this brand, believe in what we're building, and want to be a part of the journey. So that was the 10 most unexpected things that I'm thankful for. I urge you, Founders Journal listeners, to set aside 15 minutes. I urge you to go deeper in your reflection on Thanksgiving. Beyond family, beyond friends, beyond health, what are you thankful for this year? Pick things that surprised you, pick things that weren't obvious to you, pick things that were unexpected to you, and hold yourself accountable to going deeper in the things that you are so thankful for on this Thanksgiving in the crazy year of 2020. Thank you everyone for listening to Founders Journal. Shoot me your list of the unexpected things that you're thankful for. Hold yourself accountable to that. My email is alex@morningbrew.com. Email me at any time of the day. I will get back to you. But otherwise, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you've spent a ton of time with loved ones in a safe and healthy manner. And I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thanks everyone for listening to Founders Journal. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.